So from these remarks, which are just illustrative, it seems clear that the antagonism between meditation and psychotherapy is only partial, that they have indeed quite a lot in common. At the same time, it must be recognized that there is an antagonism. At least, there is what we may describe as a vitally important difference, and it's time that this was stated clearly and briefly. The antagonism, or the difference, consists in this. So far as Buddhism at least is concerned, meditation forms part of a complete and a coherent scheme, if you like, system of spiritual self-development. It's one stage in a path leading from a state of ignorance to enlightenment, from simple consciousness to absolute consciousness. Moreover, this scheme, or this system, or this path, represents the direct practical application to life, to human existence, of a whole philosophy of existence. In other words, of a total view of reality. And this philosophy, this view, is not the product of rational thought. Rather, we have to say, it is the expression in thought, or in terms of thought, in conceptual terms, of the nature of existence, or the nature of reality, or the state of things as they are, as revealed to the enlightened mind, or the absolute consciousness of a Buddha. Now, psychotherapy is not part of a complete and coherent scheme of spiritual self-development. It has no philosophy of existence, no total view of reality. What it does have is a number of methods and a number of theories associated with those methods. The methods appear to work, at least sometimes and with some people, and some of the theories appear to be true. But they do not, between them, add up to anything coherent and complete, either practically or theoretically, either philosophically or therapeutically. They do not add up to anything within the framework of which a man can live out his entire life, pursue the whole path of spiritual self-development. They do not constitute a framework that would have to be abandoned only when no framework of any kind was any longer needed. In other words, when the full human potential had been realized or enlightenment attained. If therefore I was asked, if anybody who suffered from his psychic state was to come to me and ask whether he should take up meditation or whether he should go for psychotherapy, I would reply, take up meditation. In other words, in effect, I would reply, take up the practice which is part of a complete scheme of spiritual self-development, which is associated with a philosophy of existence. Now, this is not to say that, at the moment, a particular method of meditation will necessarily help that particular person more than a particular method of psychotherapy. It's only to say that, as a human being, capable of evolving, in the long run, he stands to gain more from and through meditation than from psychotherapy.